Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But how do you feel about this O-line as we get into it?
I'm not going to say I'm ecstatic about it, but I feel better than I did last year. And the reason I'm going to say this, okay, I don't think Wally played awful the whole year. I think he got a little better. I think Cosby has started to show who he's really about. Be honest, I like him. I think Allegretti will be a help. And my opinion, okay, and I'm not afraid to say my opinions, I believe that Cornelius Lucas is as good as Leno. Because I was not happy with Leno the whole year. And you know that for a fact. Probably the whole 2 years, around 3 years. Because the dude seemed to be a turnstile. When they played against anybody that has speed, they go right past him. Because he had that little hinge.
Yeah,
you talked about it. And if your hinge is off as an offensive lineman, you're losing. Point blank.
So let's start with the biggest money they spent on the offensive line in free agency. And I know a lot of people are mad they haven't signed a tackle. You want a legit starting tackle in free agency, you're spending a lot of money on that.
They just spent $113 million on a guy today.
What's that?
Dude got $113 million, $77 million guaranteed. Offensive lineman, who was he from? He's going into his fourth year.
That's when you get paid.
Yeah.
I think ideally you draft a tackle, and we'll get to Brandon Coleman. They're really hoping that's the plan, right? But signing Tyler Biadasz stands out to me a lot because this team has not had dependable center play since Chase Roullier first got hurt. I mean, if you look at all the guys that have started at center, I mean, it has been a real show. And I think if you can't figure it out in the middle, then it gets that much harder. As you work your way to the edges, right? And I think I'm trying to remember the dude's name. Who was the dude that kept going in for Roullier and had
Larson?
Yeah, Tyler Larson. Like Larson had something like a 9-3 record as a starter, but then he would get hurt.
Uh-huh.
And I think if you look at Biadasz, he's been quite durable in Dallas. Doesn't miss many games, and I think that's why you want him. He's tough. They call him badass. I think they've answered the center position.
Okay.
6'4", 320. Now, one thing I noticed, Biadasz, when it was possible, even during warm-ups, Biadasz was snapping to Jaden. That tells me plenty about where the perceived starting quarterback is going to be, because we know who the starting center is going to be, the guy they just paid.
That needs to be perfect.
Right. And we saw it wasn't perfect a lot last year.
Ooh, boy. We saw some curveballs.
Right. But it was not the guy that was snapping to Marcus Mariota, who you could kind of presume to be the number two quarterback and the number two center, was Michael Dieter, another free agent signing. And obviously there's some questions about Ricky Stromberg and his health, but I think we got to be eyes wide open to guys that were drafted by the last group. That's not going to save them with this group.
Nah.
And I think that's just something to put a pin in and keep track of.
Yeah.
All right, so we get to the guards. You said it. Cosme's your right guard. Going into this season, at least, he's been your best offensive lineman.
True.
Left guard sure seems to be Nick Allegretti, who they signed from the Chiefs. He doesn't have a ton of starting experience. He's kind of been a, you know, jack of all trades for them. That doesn't make it bad. Allegretti has been a really good, like, soundbite when we've talked to him.
Uh-huh.
Big guy. Played his college ball at Illinois. I mean, a seventh rounder that has just gotten by on grinding. But in five seasons of the NFL, he only has 13 starts. So it's a little, it's certainly unproven. Work your way out. Andrew Wiley started last season at right tackle. I think his level of play improved throughout the season. Honestly, I think a lot of the offensive line's level of play improved after they took Gates out. But then they had to go back to Gates, I think, because Larson got hurt again. Maybe it was somebody else. Wiley at right, there is presumably a competition at left between Brandon Coleman, the rookie out of TCU, and Cornelius Lucas, the big fella, who's been here a few years that they did just re-sign. But, B, I'm curious, and then we can get into the depth, but let's start with the starters. I'm not against a wholesale revision, or at least what these dudes keep talking about, a wholesale competition across the line.
No.
What if we get to a place where Big Luke and Coleman are your two best tackles?
Hey, I'm with it. But see, the thing about it, like, I don't think people understand it, but it's definitely a thing. When you've been playing right or left the whole time, it's hard to just switch. It sounds like it's easy to do, but if you are used to playing one side or the other, it can be a problem. The guy that can play both sides, you know, maybe a little better, but what if Coleman can only play left? Can't play right?
We'll find out. Yeah. I mean, Coleman
But Cornelius can play both sides.
Right.
Yeah.
And Coleman was pretty versatile in his time in college at TCU. But if you get to a position where it's proven Coleman and Big Luke are your two best tackles, I'd like to see Wiley compete for the left guard spot. Wiley played guard in Kansas City. And I think more and more in the NFL, it's about getting your best five linemen on the field and not being so now.
But what if they feel Wiley
is share for Trent Williams? You put them in their spot. You don't mess with.
What
them.
If Willie? I mean, Wiley is their. They feel their best right tackle.
Then he should be there.
Yeah,
totally.
So I mean, I just think that the competition thing sometimes, if they feel a guy is going to play a position, you compete at that position. If he doesn't play that position, and I already got two people that's better than him, I don't think I need to put him over there either.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is if Coleman and Lucas establish themselves as the two best tackles, Andrew Wiley in Kansas City started 24 games at right guard, started another 11 at left guard.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would then insert him into the competition at left guard, knowing he's a versatile piece and could come back to tackle if you need him.
Or make him your swing lineman.
But if he's better than Allegretti, I want him on the field.
If he's better, yes. If he's not, like, I'm going to be honest. Just like we heard Ron talk about that position flex, all that crap, I don't care about that if you can't play one position very great.
Right, I agree.
I'm being honest. So at this point, they need to find who plays either each of those five positions the best. Put them in play, and then you could do what you need to do after that. If a guy is not very good at one, but he could play like four – okay, I got a guy who can be backing people up. But I'm going to get the best guys on the field first.
I know who you were talking about today. They got paid.
Yeah, Darisaw.
Christian Darisaw, yeah. Virginia Tech alum.
Brother got paid.
Got paid, and that's terrific. And he was selected, I think, three spots after Jamin Davis in 2021.
Yep.
When left tackle was a need.
Yep.
And I'm not making this.
Linebackers were picked, huh?
I'm not making this.
By a linebacker and a linebacker.
It is. I mean, at a certain point, it doesn't matter to keep dragging an old front office because they're all gone. But damn, do they just make mistakes, dude? Doesn't mean it can't be turned around. The depth on the offensive line as you continue. I'm curious what these like previous draft picks become. I'm talking Mason Brooks is an undrafted guy going into his second season that they spent some money on. I still think.
But we saw him early last year, and he was doing some stuff. Then he just disappeared.
They didn't play him.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Why is it like they were giving guys time, hyping them up, and then, boom, he's gone.
Unless there was beef with somebody or somebody cursed somebody out.
But like, why should it be beef? I mean, let's be real. Coaches curse out players and players curse out coaches. But you know what? The adults don't give a damn about that. They win football games. They try to get people better because that's what your job is. But there were grudges held in this building and before. And I'm happy to just talking with Dan the other night and already talking to Adam. They don't seem to be grudge holders. They seem to be listening. There is something I'm supposed to be doing here that's bigger than me caring about you not liking what I did. Okay? And I'm going to move and do. I'm going to do that. The other people cared about everything about, you know, you got to treat me a certain way, but I can treat you how I want to treat you. That doesn't work.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!